Chapter 15. Section 2. The Second New Deal Takes Hold. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the early days of the New Deal. In this section, you will learn about the Second New Deal. The Second 100 Days. What did voters think about the New Deal? The economy improved in the first 2 years of Roosevelt's presidency, but it did not improve much. Still, the New Deal was very popular. Democrats increased their majority in Congress in the midterm elections of 1934. FDR launched a second wave of reforms, sometimes called the Second New Deal. These were programs designed to help poor people. The president's wife, Eleanor Roosevelt, traveled around the country. She reported to the president on the suffering of the poor. She spoke up for women and minorities. The 1936 election was an overwhelming victory for Roosevelt, the Democrats, and the New Deal. It also marked the first time most African Americans voted Democratic. And it was the first time that labor unions supported a single candidate. They supported Roosevelt. Question 1. What did the elections of 1934 and 1936 tell about the New Deal? Helping farmers. How did the Second New Deal help farmers? Things were still tough for farmers in the mid-1930s. The first AAA had helped some farmers before it was struck down by the Supreme Court. Now Congress passed new laws to replace the first AAA. One program paid farmers to use soil conservation measures in managing their land. The second AAA was passed without the tax that had made the first one unconstitutional. Other laws helped sharecroppers and tenant farmers. They provided loans to help farmers buy land. New laws also helped migrant workers by providing better housing for them. Question 2. What action did the Second New Deal take to help farmers? Roosevelt extends relief. What were the WPA and the NYA? A new agency called the Works Progress Administration, WPA, set out to create jobs as quickly as possible. The WPA used millions of workers to build airports, roads, libraries, schools, and hospitals. Sewing groups made clothes for the needy. Some people criticized the WPA as a make-work program that created useless jobs just to give people a paycheck. But the WPA created works of lasting value, and it gave working people a sense of hope and dignity along with their paychecks. The WPA also employed teachers, writers, artists, actors, and musicians. And it made special efforts to help women, minorities, and the young. The National Youth Administration, NYA, provided aid and part-time jobs to many high school and college students. This allowed them to get an education, even in tough economic times. Question 3. How did the WPA and NYA help people? Improving labor and other reforms. How did the Second New Deal help workers? The Second New Deal created important reforms for labor. Congress passed the National Labor Relations Act to replace the NIRA, which the Supreme Court struck down. This law is often called the Wagner Act. The Wagner Act supported workers' rights to collective bargaining, It also banned unfair labor practices. The Wagner Act set up the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, to enforce these reforms. The Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 set maximum hours and a minimum wage for the first time. It set a work week of 44 hours. It also banned child labor in factories. The Social Security Act was one of the most important achievements of the New Deal. It had three parts: old age insurance, supplemental retirement plan that provided funds from what workers and employers paid into the system; unemployment compensation, payments to workers who lost their jobs; aid to the disabled and families with children. This helped people who could not be expected to work. The Second New Deal also extended electricity to rural areas through the Rural Electrification Administration, REA. Question 4. How did the Second New Deal try to protect workers?